主圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们再次感谢您将这灵恩会来赏赐给我们。
Our heavenly, wonderful Father, thank you again for giving us this spiritual convocation to enjoy.
我们存着一个欢喜，以及你所赐给我们的信心，我们一起来领受你所赐给我们各项的福气跟恩典。
With grateful heart and appreciation, we thank you, and with faith we receive your blessings and joyfully.
借着我们许多的准备，许多的祷告，我们知道我们正在领受你所为我们准备各样属灵的福气。
With many prayers and thanksgiving, we understand that you have prepared for us many blessings for us to receive at this time.
我们也借着灵恩会，我们再一次的，我们来省察回想一下我们的信仰。
And through this spiritual communication, we can again reflect on our beliefs and our faith.
我们也借着同领的见证，我们一起来思想神的恩典。
Through the testimony of other brethren, we can again share in the blessings of Christ.
借着早上的正道，我们知道，我们不单单我们来领受救恩，我们也要去爱我们周遭人的灵魂。
From this morning's sermon, we have learned that we not only receive the grace of the teachings we have heard, but we need to share this with everyone we know.
是的，我们不能够只是自私的来享用神你给我们的恩惠。我们希望更多的人一同来领受主你所准备的恩惠。
Yes, we cannot selfishly enjoy these blessings ourselves. We want even more people to be able to enjoy the blessings along with us.
我们知道天上的真神，你是回应我们祷告的神。
We know that our Heavenly Father is one who answers our prayers.
但是从早上的学习，我们也知道真神，你常常照着我们是怎样的人来回应我们的祷告。
We have also learned from this morning that you will respond to us based on what we have done.
你也照着我们的存心、我们的动机来回应我们的祷告。
You respond to us in measure according to our motivations and our work.
所以我们恳求主耶稣，你帮助我们，你带领我们。
So Lord, we beg you to please guide us, lead us.
让我们能够过着一个对的生活，得你喜悦的生活。
To live an upright and righteous life that will please you.
那您就照着我们的意，我们的好行为来回应我们的祷告。
And so that you will bless us in accordance with our righteousness and godliness.
也恳求您总是赐给我们在您面前有一个谦卑的心。
May you always create in us a humble heart.
照着我们谦卑的祈求，你来回应我们的祷告。
To respond to our humble requests.
主啊，我们也知道你拣选我们让我们成为这身体里头的不一样的肢体。
Lord, we know that you have chosen us to become a member of this wonderful body.
所以我们也恳求您来教导我们让我们知道怎样来彼此配合，互相的有一个好的联络。
May you guide us so that we understand how to function as a member of this body.
所以我们也恳求您来祝福我们这一堂的聚会。
And so, Lord, we request that you bless this service.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all glory and honor be unto your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。我们一起来翻开圣经以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督。
Instead of speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
主耶稣基督是教会的头。
Jesus is the head of this church.
那教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
那这个身，我们每一个人都是身体上的一个肢体。
Each one of us are a member of this body.
十六节。
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
啊，当我们看到我们的整体呀，我们就不得不啊来感谢赞美神的伟大，神的智慧。
When we see the wonderful work of a body that God has created us, we cannot but speak His praises and magnify His name.
啊，我们这个身体它能够有很美哈、啊，很神奇的这个啊功能。
We have miraculous functions in this human body.
啊，就是神命定的，把我们身体的每一个部分都安排的那么的恰当。
God had predestined that each function of a body part has its specific uses.
哦，所以保罗用这个教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
And that's why Paul uses the comparison that the church is the body of Christ.
哦，那就是让我们要朝着这个目标来努力。
So that we can use this as our goal to strive after.
哦，神创造就把我们身体的每一个部分安排得这么好。
Just as God had created every part of our body to function so well together.
哦，那我们要让教会这个身体啊，啊，能够像他所造的这个人体这样子这么的完美。
We too must help our church to function together as a team, just like a body.
哦，那这是我们每一个人我们需要去努力的。
And this is something that each member of this body needs to strive after.
哦，那这样子呢，能够让这个身体渐渐的增长，让教会来增长。
In this way, our church and each member of body can slowly grow.
那我们每一个个人也能够在爱里头来建立自己。
So each member of the body needs to build itself up in the love of Christ.
一个身体健全了，这个身体就成长得好。
If a body is complete, then the body will grow well.
啊，所以教会成长，神就得荣耀。
And when this body grows well, then our Lord Jesus will be glorified.
啊，所以保罗在这里说，整个身体啊，都要靠着神，能够联络的合适。
And so according to this verse, every part of the body needs to work together, functioning well.
哦，每一个部分它都在一个对的位置。
And each part does its work.
啊，每一个肢体它都能够配合得很好。
Each supporting ligament is joined and held together.
哦，有人这样讲，啊，说大家能够在一起，这是一个开始。
It is said that when everyone is together, this is a beginning.
哦，那在一起的这些人，他不离开，这个就是成长。
And if these people who are together do not leave, do not depart, then that is a growth.
哦，那我们一个团体啊，它不但是要成长，它更是要成功。
As an organization, we need not only to grow, but we need to be successful.
哦，那所谓的成功就是在这个群体里头的人他们能够一起来同工。
So how do you define success? We define it by saying that every function of the body is functioning well.
今天借着主耶稣的怜悯，我们在他的救恩里头我们聚在一起。
And through the mercy of Christ in his perfect salvation, we are gathered together.
在信仰的道路上面，我们越来越认识主耶稣。
And in this journey of faith, we come to know Christ even more and more.
在信仰的道路上面，我们对这个救恩的认识也越来越深。
In this journey of faith, we also grow to understand the salvation plan of God.
所以我们不会离开道理，我们不会离开教会。
As we deepen our understanding, we will not depart from this church or from this faith.
但是这样还不够的。
But this is not sufficient.
因为我们要建立一个成功的教会，建立一个荣耀的教会。
Because we want to build a victorious church, a glorious church.
那要成功，那必须是在这个身体里头的每一个肢体，它能够来一起工作。
In order to be a victorious church, every part must fulfill its function.
所以我们就仔细的来想一想，那如何才能够这个联络的合适。
So let's consider how can each part of body knit together and work well together.
那第一就是要能够去了解。
The first thing we must do is to understand one another.
我们总是希望别人了解我们。
We always like other people to really understand us.
所以在生活当中，我们总是很会来介绍自己。
And so in lives, we often talk about ourselves to others.
那这个社会也是在鼓励人，你要推销自己。
And in this society, we are told to market ourselves.
那但是呢，我们常常不会很用心、很用时间去了解别人。
But oftentimes we neglect to use time and to really consider and understand other people.
所以变成每一个人都是只是在推销自己。
And so it seems like everyone is just marketing themselves.
那每一个人自己的意见都很强。
And if everyone is strongly opinionated.
那其实这是在一个团体里头的一种很大的软弱。
Then it becomes a big weakness in a body.
那我们每一个人都有这样的软弱。
And every one of us have this weakness.
那我们必须要能够破碎掉自己的这个软弱。
We need to break ourselves down.
那因为这是整个环境来造成我们这个样子。
We are like this because of our environment.
这是我们人很容易有的一个个性，一个倾向。
This is a natural tendency that we as humans will do.
那我们自己很困难，我们需要靠神的帮助。
So it's very hard for us not to promote ourselves. We need to rely on the power of God.
如果大家要能够有很好的了解，我们需要靠神。
So if we really want to get to know one another, really understand one another, we need to rely on the power of God.
我们请来看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十六节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 16.
罗马书十二章十六节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 16.
十六节要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，倒要辅救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Romans 12:16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
在一个团体里头这里保罗说我们要辅救卑微的人。
In a body of Christ, Paul says that we need to associate with people of low position.
那意思就是我们要胜过我们这种强的个性、强的意见。
We need to overcome our strong opinions.
我们如何来辅救卑微的人或者事情
？How can we raise those who are in no position？
就是我们会去关心、会去了解所谓卑微的人或者事情。
If we show our concern, spend time to understand these people.
我们会去听，会去考虑别人的意见。
We will hear and consider their opinions.
我们必须要透过主耶稣。
And through Jesus Christ.
首先，我们透过主耶稣，我们来看人或者事情。
We should view others through the eyes of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣的时代。有人批评主耶稣说：“你怎么跟罪人一起吃饭
？”During the time of Jesus, many people criticized Jesus for eating with sinners.
没有人会去想要了解这些所谓的罪人。
No one wanted to spend any time to try to understand these so-called sinners.
但是主耶稣他是罪人的朋友。
But Jesus is a friend of sinners.
今天在我们生活当中，我们一定会有一些人，我们觉得讨厌。我们觉得不喜欢。
In our lives today, there are always going to be those people that we do not like. We do not want to associate with them.
很有可能他就是教会里头的某位弟兄或某位姐妹。
And this person could be a brother or sister within this church.
我们要透过主耶稣来看这样的人。
So what do we do? We need to look at this person through the eyes of Jesus.
所以主耶稣能够成为罪人的朋友。
How can Jesus become a friend of a sinner?
那个迦南的妇人，她是非犹太人。
The woman of Canaan is a
归犹太人 non-Jews。
She is a Gentile, she is not a Jew、
哦、所以在犹太社会里头是被排斥的，是被轻视的。
And so she was despised and an outcast of the society of the Jews、
哦、但是主耶稣对门徒说他的信心是大的。
But yet Jesus said to his disciples, the faith of this woman is so great、
哦、一个让人所排斥的人，主耶稣却看到说他的信心是大的。
To others, she was an outcast. To Jesus, she was an exemplary、model of faith.、
哦、如果没有透过主耶稣，我们实在是很难去看到一个人他的真正的优点。
Without the eyes of Jesus, we can really have a hard time seeing the wonderful characteristics of virtues of people.、
哦、我们人常常所看到的是外在，看到的是一些数目字。
What we see as humans is only the surface and the appearance.
哦，所以我们常常不是真正的去了解一个人。
So, we are not able to really deeply understand others.
有一次，主耶稣看很多人在奉献。
One time, Jesus was viewing how people were making their offerings.
啊，其中有一个寡妇，她投了两个小钱。
And there was a poor widow that ambled up and.Tossed in her two coins.
在众人的眼中来看，这是微不足道的。
In the eyes of everyone, this is nothing.
但是主耶稣对门徒说，他所奉献的比众人还多。
Yet Jesus said, "This she has offered more than anyone else there."
因为主耶稣看到他是这么的努力，这么的诚心的来做这个奉献。
Because when she made this offering, she made it with all her heart.
主耶稣真正了解这位寡妇。
Jesus really understood this widow.
这个玛利亚，她打破香膏要膏主耶稣。
Mary broke the jar of pure nard to anoint Jesus.
在她做这个事情之前，她就已经考虑到将会有什么事情会发生。
Before she did this act, she already knew what was going to happen to her.
一个当时的一个妇女，她有这样的举动，一定会有人会有意见的。
For a woman to show this to someone else, other people will criticize her.
哦，在那样的社会里头。
In that society at that time.
啊，但是玛利亚她还是很勇敢的。充满着对主耶稣的爱，他来做这件事情。
It was very brave, courage on her heart. She went and did this beautiful act on Jesus.
哦，果然不错，当时就有人马上来批评他所做的这个事情。
Just as expected, there were criticizers of the beautiful deed she did.
这些人说，玛利亚，你为什么这么浪费？
He said, Mary, why were you so wasteful?
当有人这么讲，周遭有人可能没有出声音，但是他们点头赞成。玛利亚，你为什么这么浪费？
Other people may not have said this out loud, but in their heart, they nodded in agreement.
但是主耶稣对在场的人说，你们不要为难玛利亚。
But Jesus said to everyone present, do not give her any trouble.
主耶稣说，玛利亚所做的是一件美事。
Jesus said what Mary did was a beautiful deed.、
哦、我们可以看到说，我们人真的，我们常常只是用表面来看人，来看事情。
We know that as humans, we always look at the superficial things.
所以也因为这样子，我们很容易沟通不好。
And so a lot of times we have miscommunications.、
哦、也因为这样子，我们没有办法联络得很好。
So we cannot build up our channels of understanding.
我们会把好事看为是不好的事情。
Something that is actually a beautiful deed may be regarded as something that we despise.
所以我们要透过主耶稣来看人，来看事情。
So we must look at others through the loving eyes of Jesus.
我们要能够去了解别人。
We need to be able to understand where others are coming from.
我们必须要透过十字架来看事情。
We need to look through from the perspective of the cross.
今天假如是我们被钉在十字架上，
If today we were the ones that was nailed to the cross,
你怎么来看待那些钉你十字架的人？
How are you going to view those who have just nailed you?
那我们来看主耶稣是怎么来看这些钉他十字架的人。
Let's compare that to how Jesus viewed those people who nailed him.
啊，主耶稣求天父说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Jesus said to the Father, "Lord, please forgive them."
啊 ，Father 哈。
Father, please forgive them.
好，因为他们所做的事情，他们不知道。
Because they did not know what they're doing.
这是真正的了解。
This is true understanding.
真的，那些罗马的兵丁啊。他们只是在执行他们常常在做的一件事情。
Those Roman soldiers were simply executing the crucifixion that they are used to doing.
他们不晓得主耶稣就是救主，就是基督。
They were completely unaware that Jesus was in fact the Messiah and their Savior.
他们只是遵照上面官长给他们的命令，他们来执行这一件事情。
They only followed their commander and executed the order.
是的，从人的层面来看，他们伤害主耶稣。
From the perspective of humans, yes, they did harm Jesus.
今天我们也实在是很难去去原谅赦免那个伤害我们的人。
And many times it's very hard for us to forgive those people who harm us.
所以我们必须透过十字架来看事情。
And so we must go through the lens of the cross to view matters.
当我们能够原谅人，我们才能够有一个好的联络。
Only when we can forgive others can we build a good communication.
那我们要透过主耶稣的身体，我们来看每一个肢体。
And we want to view the members of the body through Jesus.
请看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十九节
Verse 19
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。
Chapter 6 verse 19 Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own, you were bought at a price.
这里告诉我们圣灵是从神那里来的。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit is from God.
神，这是神的爱。
That is because of the love of God.
我们本来是罪人。
Before we were sinners.
在神面前，我们是是非常的卑贱的。
Previously, we're nothing before Him.
但是神愿意将他的灵来放在我们里头。
Yet unworthy as we are, Jesus is willing to give His precious Spirit.Into our body.
为什么呢
？And why is this?
二十节
，verse 20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Because you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your body.
这里说，因为我们是重价买来的。
Because we were bought at a price.
我们是主耶稣的宝血所买来的。
We were redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
所以我们这个身体能够成为圣灵的殿。
And so our temple, our body is now the temple of Christ.
不但这样子，天父真神他爱我们。
Temple of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, our Father, the true God, also loves us.
我们知道这个宝血是在我们受洗的时候来产生功效的。
We understand that this precious blood is only effective the moment that we're baptized.
在我们受洗的时候，主耶稣的宝血来洗净我们，来救赎我们。
Because at the moment that we're baptized, the blood of Jesus has redeemed us so that we're justified.
但是圣灵实在太宝贵了。
And the Holy Spirit is so precious.
所以也很多的时候，在我们还没有受洗之前，主耶稣先将圣灵来赏赐给我们。
And therefore, there are cases where even if we're not baptized yet, the Holy Spirit has been granted to us already.
所以我们也要用主耶稣的这个保血这件事情来看我们的弟兄姐妹。
And so we need to also view our brothers and sisters in Christ through the perspective of this blood of Jesus.
因为每一个弟兄姐妹都是主耶稣的保血所买来的。
Because every single member have been purchased at a price.
这就是为什么保罗说我们要俯就卑微的人。
And therefore, that's why Paul says we need to look to the poor among us.
我们如果能够真的这样子这样来做，我们就容易去了解别人。
If we can understand those people who are in lowly positions, then we can really learn to understand others.
我们如何能够这个联络的合适？
So how can we build up better relationships?
我们看到身体的每一个部分都安排得这么好。
We can see the wonderful work, miraculous functions of our body today.
比如说我们的这个五官啊，它不是挤在一起。
For example, our facial features are not bunched together.
它们靠得很近，但是有一定的距离。
They're close together, but they also have set distances.
所以联络的合适啊，一方面就指着我们在生活当中，我们在服侍当中，我们能够有一个适当的距离。
And so that also means that when we are working together, we also need to have a set appropriate distance.
能够有妥善的安排。
A wonderful arrangement.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 15.
我们请看《加拉太书》第二章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章第八节
Galatians 2 verse 8
第八节那感动彼得叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的也感动我叫我为外邦人做使徒
For God who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles
彼得保罗他们都是在初期教会里头重要的这个蒙神重用的使徒
Both Peter and Paul were pillars in the church, used heavily by God.
他们是这个互相联络的合适。
They all built good relationships with one another.
他们所领受的圣灵是同样的圣灵。
They received the same Holy Spirit.
但是他们在工作上，他们是有不同的方向。
But in their works, they had different assigned functions.
他们有一个妥善的距离，妥善的安排。
They had their own set positions that they worked from.
这里说到彼得，他是做那个犹太人的使徒。
Peter was assigned to be apostle to the Jews.
这个保罗啊，他成为外邦人的使徒。
And Paul's ministry was to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
第九节。
Verse 9.
又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就向我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。
Verse 9. James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. When they recognized the grace given to me, they agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews.
所以大家联络的好。就像这里所说的
So they had a really good organization And this is what is described here
在工作的安排上面他们安排得非常的妥当
They organized their work functions very well
有人往犹太人那里去有人往非犹太人那里去
There are those who were assigned to minister to the Jews Others were assigned to the Gentiles
因为主耶稣的福音不但要救犹太人也要救非犹太人
Because the wonderful salvation gospel salvation is not only to save the Jews but also the Gentiles
这也看到让我们看到使徒教会它的这种复兴发展的一个原因
And this is one of the major reasons why the early apostolic church was so successful
那所谓联络的好有时候跟人有关系，有时候跟事情有关系。
For a body to be able to be organized well, sometimes it has to do with people, and other times it has to do with the matter.
我们要求神给我们有智慧的来看到事情它的重点在哪里。
We should be able to ask God to give us the wisdom to be able to discern how to manage appropriately.
我们请参考撒母耳记下十七章。
Let's look at Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记下十七章。
chapter 17.
Samuel 记下十七章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 17 verse 1.
亚希多弗又对亚沙龙说：“求你准我挑选一万两千人，今夜我起身追赶大卫。”
Ahithophel said to Absalom, "I would choose 12,000 men and set out tonight in pursuit of David."
这里亚希多弗给亚沙龙这样一个建议。
Ahithophel said to Absalom, "A advice."
你给我一万两千人。
If you give me 12,000 men.
哦，目的就是要追赶大卫。
Purpose is to set out tonight in pursuit of David.
第二节。
Verse 2.
趁他疲乏手软，我忽然追上他，使他惊慌，跟随他的名必逃跑，我就单杀王一人。
Since I would attack him while he is weary and weak, I will strike him with terror. Then all the people with him will flee.
啊，这个亚希多弗啊，他对大卫来讲，他背叛大卫。
Ahithophel actually betrayed King David.
啊，但是他是一个聪明人。
But he was a very wise counselor.
啊，他知道重点在哪里。
He knew where the crux of the matter was.
他知道杀再多大卫周遭的这些勇士，其实对事情并没有带来多大的帮助。
He knew that by destroying the men that were surrounding David will be useless.
重点在于大卫这一个人。
The most important thing for them to do was to overcome David.
所以他甚至可以用一万两千个人，就是为了大卫这一个人。
And so he was willing to use 12,000 men just to destroy this one person, David.
所以要能够联络的合适。就是要把事情做成功。
And so for him to make a successful organization is to achieve a victory.
那所谓联络的合适，就是能够抓住重点。
And so he needs to know what is the main issue.
这个人他知道重点是什么。
And this person was very wise. He knew what the main issue lied.
但是亚沙龙他并没有采纳他的意见。
But yet Absalom did not take heed to his wise advice.
我们请看十七章的二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 23.
二十三节，亚希多弗见不依从他的计谋，就背上驴归回本城，到了家，留下遗言，便吊死了，葬在他父亲的坟墓里。
Verse 23, when Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey and set out for his house in his hometown. He put his house in order and then hanged himself.So he died and was buried in his father's tomb.
我们要能够联络的合适，我们要有这样的智慧来看到事情的重点。
In order to have a successful organization, we need to have the wisdom, to discern what to do.
把力量集中在这个重点上面。
We need to spend our resources on the most important factor.
不要用了很多时间、很多力量，只是做了。周边那些不是很重要的事情。
We shouldn't waste time and resources on doing things that are not the main factor.
好，我们请也看十七章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 6.
第六节，父差到了亚沙龙面前，亚沙龙向他说：“亚希多弗是如此如此说的，我们照着他的话行，可不可以？若不可以，你就说吧。”
When Hushai came to him, Absalom said.Ahithophel has given this advice. Should we do what he says? If not, give us your opinion.
第七节，父差对亚沙龙说：“亚希多弗这次所定的谋不善。”
Hushai replied to Absalom, verse 7, the advice Ahithophel has given is not good this time.
所以这个父差他也知道重点在哪里。
Hushai was aware where the main issue was.
所以他是尽力的要保护住大卫。
But his intent was to protect King David.
好，我们再看十八章，撒母耳记下十八章。
Let's look at second.
对，撒母耳记下十八章。
Second Samuel chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，大卫数点跟随他的人，立千夫长、百夫长，率领他们。
David mustered men who were with him and appointed over them commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds.
第二节，大卫打发尖兵出战，分为三队，一队在耶押手下，一队在希鲁雅的儿子耶押兄弟亚比塞手下，一队在加特人以太手下。大卫对精兵说，我必与你们一同出战。
Verse 2, David sent out the troops out, a third under the command of Joab, a third under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and a third under Ittai the Gittite.
在这里大卫将军队做了一个妥善的安排。
And here David has made wonderful assignment.
那什么叫做联络的合适？
And why do we say that he has organized his strategy well?
在第二节的最后一句话，大卫对精兵说，我必与你们一同出战。
Because at the end, the king told the troops, I myself will surely march out with you.
大卫是国王。
David is the king.
在这个很重要很紧要的这种关键时刻，
During this crucial moment,
大卫说，我跟你们一起出战。
David said, I myself will go with you.
那更应该是大卫说，我走在前头。
And even more, David probably will say that I will go in the front.
因为他是王，他要带头来带着这些军队出去征战。
Because he is king, he is going to march out and lead these soldiers.
就好像主耶稣说，他走在羊的前头。
Just as Jesus said that he is a good shepherd, so he walks in front of the sheep.
所以什么叫如何能够联络的合适？
And so how can we make a good organization?
在我们担任事工的当中，我们有时候是要像大卫这样子，我走在前头。
When we're working in our teams at church, we need to sometimes set the example and be the leader, take the lead.
就好像主耶稣他在羊的前头走。
Just as Jesus walked in front of the sheep because he is a shepherd.
第三节。
Verse 3.
精兵却说，你不可出战，若是我们逃跑，敌人必不介意。我们阵亡一半，敌人也不介意，因为你一人强势我们万人，你不如在城里预备帮助我们。
Verse 3. The men said, you must not go out. If we were forced to flee, they won't care about us. Even if half of us were to die, they won't care, but you are worth 10,000 of us. It would be better now for you to give up support from the city.
大卫这边的人，他们也知道重点在哪里。
And the people on David's side also knew what was the most important.
他们知道关键在大卫。
They knew that the factor lay on King David.
所以大卫是重点，所以他们要尽量的保护住大卫。
And so their objective would be to protect their king at all costs.
那这样这就是一个成功的团体，一个成功的队伍。
And so this is a successful strategy.
好，要能够联络的合适，我们要对我们所做的事情是要很有自信的。
Another thing that we need to have a good organization is also to have faith in what we're doing.
那当然在教会里头，我们之所以有自信，就是跟我们的信仰跟神有关系。
How can we have faith in what we do?It is also dependent on our faith with God.
以神做我们的标准。
Have God be our standard.
这样我们在做事情才会有自信。
Then we will have faith in what we do.
这样我们这个团体才会联络得好，我们才会成功。
And our organization will be successful.
我们请看撒母耳记上24章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上24章第六节。
First Samuel 24 verse 6。
第六节，大卫对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是神的受膏者。”
Verse 6. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord."
这也是在一个很关键很紧张的时刻。
During a very important turn in David's life.
这个扫罗王他一直要抓大卫，甚至要除掉大卫。
Saul had been trying to pursue after David to hunt him down and to kill him.
这个扫罗是带着军队要抓大卫。
Saul took his troops and pursued after David.
在一个扫罗 没有那种反这个防卫的情况之下
，at this critical juncture，
这个扫罗啊，他没有保护自己的那种情况。
Under a time when Saul actually did not protect his kingship，
大卫很容易的就能够除掉他的这个敌人。
David instead could actually eliminate his opponent， which is Saul。
他大卫那些跟随他的人对大卫说，这是一个好机会。
So the people who followed David said this is a good opportunity to eliminate King Saul。
他们鼓励大卫说，你就做吧。
They encouraged David to eliminate Saul。
这些人都是冒着他们的生命来跟随大卫的。
All the men that followed David risked their lives to put it on the line for David。
他们是跟着大卫在一起受苦的。
They suffered along with David。
他们所说的建议，大卫是要采纳的。
So their suggestion should have been received by David。
这时候大卫他必须要做个决定。
But David had to make a decision here。
大卫他很有自信的，他自己不这样子做，他也阻挡那些人这样子做。
And David, full of faith, did not do this deed, and he also prevented his men from doing the deed.
因为他以神为标准。
Because he set the Lord as a standard.
他说这是神的受膏者。
He said this man is the anointed one of God.
哦，所以他绝对不敢伸手来杀害扫罗。
So he will not dare touch Saul.
有神来做标准，大卫的这个团队啊，他们就能够联络得很好。
With God as their standard, the organization that David laid out is going to be victorious.
哦，一个团体很怕的就是没有一个真正的标准。
The worst thing that an organization faces is to not have a good standard.
这样的团体没有办法联络得很好。
Because then, they cannot set up good, organization.
今天我们有神做我们的标准。
But today we have God as our standard.
所以我们应该常常是能够很冷静的、很自信的来做对的事情，做对的决定。
So we should be full of confidence and faith in the right decisions we'll make as long as it's done in accordance with the standard of God.
我们一个家庭、整个教会都应该是如此的。
It's the same with our family or our church.
那我们的家庭会是成功的，我们的教会也会是成功的。
If our family is victorious, then our church will be victorious as well.
我们再请参考撒母耳记下十五章。
Let's look at also 2 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记下十五章二十五节。
2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 25.
二十五节，王对撒都说：“你将神的耶柜抬回城吧。我若在神的面前眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来再见耶柜和他的居所。”
Then the king said to Zadok, "Take the ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he'll bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again."
这也是在大卫非常困难的一个时刻。
During another crucial moment in David's life,
这个祭司啊，撒都他甚至将神的耶柜给抬来了。
Zadok the priest even took the ark to follow David.
因为耶柜代表着神的同在。
Because to them the ark represented the abidance of God.
这时候大卫他最需要的就是神的同在。
And this time David needed God's abidance the most.
但是大卫对撒都说：“你把耶柜抬回城去。”
But David said to Zadok the priest, "Just take the ark back into the city."
大卫他清楚地知道怎样才能够真正得到神的同在。
He knew that what is the true way to receive God's abidance.
耶柜是的不错，代表着神的同在。
Yes, the ark does represent the abidance of God.
但是在这个时刻，更重要的是人在神的面前是怎样的人。
But in this critical juncture, it's more important how he behaved and acted before the Lord.
大卫知道目前这个团队很重要的是有神的同在。
He knew that he needed God's abidance with him because he was fleeing.
有神的同在，这个团队他才会联络得好。
But if God is abiding with him, then his he will be able to survive.
哦，那有神的同在，已经不是看说你有没有约柜。
And whether or not God abides with him is not dependent on whether the ark is with him or not.
而是神在看我们是怎样的人。
But rather on what God thinks of his behavior.
大卫知道这个跟他的犯错是有关系的。
David was aware that this trial was a result of his sin.
哦，所以他知道更重要的是需要把罪从这个团体里头给拿掉。
He knew that his objective instead was to remove this sin.
哦，更重要的是需要神来怜悯，来赦免我们的过患。
And to seek the mercy and the forgiveness from God for this sin.
哦，所以大卫他能够很冷静、很自信地说：“你把约柜抬回城里去。”
And so David, full of calm and faith, he said, "Just return the ark back to the city."
我们再跳过来看十六章十二节，撒母记下。
Second Samuel chapter 16 verse 12. 十二
节。啊，或者神见我遭难，为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。
It may be that the Lord will see my distress and repay me with good for the cursing I'm receiving today.
啊，在大卫逃难的时候，有人对大卫有人侮辱大卫。
During the time when David was running for his life, there was someone who actually insulted David.
大卫旁边的人说：“王啊，容我去。”除掉这一个人。
The people beside David said, "Here, let me go kill this person who's insulting you today."
这个人是爱大卫，是对大卫有忠心。
The person next to him really loved David and was loyal to David.
但是大卫他以神为标准。
But David again held God as a standard.
我是一个有过患的人。
He said, "I am someone." Who has sin on his hands.
我是一个需要神怜悯的人。
I'm a person that requires mercy from God.
那我应该努力的如何来得到神的怜悯。
So how can I strive to receive God's mercy?
哦，所以大卫把事情提升到神的这一个层面。
And so David raised the level of this matter to God's level.
哦，他说，这个我今天遭难，我今天遭受到这个人咒骂我，我能够忍耐，我不计较，或许神就因为这样来怜悯我。
He instead thought that if he is able to bear with this cursing of this person who insulted him, then maybe God will find favor with him.
神如果怜悯大卫，神就怜悯了这整个团体。
And if God had mercy on David, then all the people that were following him will receive the mercy of God.
有神的怜悯，这整个团体就会联络得很好。
With the mercy of God, his entire organization will be well built.
整个团体联络得很好，这就会是一个成功的团体。
And then it will be a successful organization.
那当然，大卫底下的这些人，他们也能够尊重大卫。
Of course, the people who are under the leadership of David submitted to his decisions.
因为大卫的决定，他是以神的标准来做标准。
Because David made his decisions based on the standards of God.
我们希望我们是能够联络得很好。
We hope that our church could be well organized.
那有谁最不愿意我们是联络得好
？And who is the one that does not want to see our body?To be victorious.
那就是撒旦。
And that is Satan himself.
撒旦不喜欢我们成为一个成功的教会，荣耀的教会。
Satan doesn't want our church to be a victorious church, a church that magnifies the name of God.
撒旦不喜欢我们成为一个能够荣耀神的人。
Satan does not want us to be a person that will glorify God's name.
撒旦不喜欢我们的家庭成为一个荣耀神的家庭。
Satan does not want our family.To be able to glorify God's name.
哦，所以撒旦他会来破坏，来破坏我们，啊，来破坏我们。
And so Satan will try to interfere and break us apart.
就好像彼得所说的， 这个撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，遍地在游行。
And so the Bible says Satan is just like a lion that's prowling around to see who he can swallow.
他在寻找那个可吞吃的人。
He's looking for the weakling that he could swallow.
他在寻找有没有破洞，他可以来破坏。
He's looking for holes where he may insert himself.
所以我们如果要联络的好，我们也要来防止这个破口。
And so to build a strong body, we need to mend our holes.
请看诗篇106篇。
Let's look at Psalms 106.
诗篇一百零六篇二十三节
，verse 23，
二十三节，所以他说要灭绝他们。若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，或做破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他们就灭他就灭绝他们。
So he said he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in a breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them.
在以色列人。当中有了破口。
Among the body of the Israelites, there was a hole.
这里说摩西站在当中，站在这个破口。
And here it says Moses stood in that breach.
今天我们要能够联络得好，我们需要有人站在破口。
So to build a strong body, we need to have people to stand in a breach.
我们每个人的眼睛都是雪亮的，都是很明亮的。
All of our eyes are very perceptive.
我们很容易发现哪里不对了，哪里有错误。
We can often perceive things that are wrong.
我们很容易看到别人哪里有软弱。
We can often detect when someone has trespassed.
但是要能够站在破口当中，这个确实不容易。
But to be someone who stands in the breach is not easy.
如果我们要能够联络得好，我们需要有更多的人愿意来站在这个破口。
So to build a strong body, we need to have many people stand in the breach.
有人愿意站在破口，这是一件很重要的事情。
To be able to have someone who will stand in the breach is a very important matter.
我们看到，因为摩西，从人来看，因为摩西。就保全了这整个团队。
For the body of the Israelites, it was because one person, Moses, that he was able to preserve the body of the Israelites.
很多时候，软弱其实是跟撒旦的工作是有关系的。
A lot of times when we are weak or have this breach, is a result of the work of Satan.
那当我们看到破口，当我们看到软弱，我们是需要去抵挡撒旦的。
So when we see this weakness, we need to go support it and fight Satan.
我们不是去去批评人或者是责备人。
We don't go there to rebuke others or to criticize others.
我们事实上是要看到背后那个撒旦的工作。
We want to be able to perceive that it is in fact the work of the devil behind this.
我们请看雅各书第四章。
Let's look at James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第七节
James 4 verse 7
第七节故此你们要顺服神务要抵挡魔鬼魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了
Submit yourselves then to God resist the devil and he will flee from you
这里说我们要抵挡魔鬼魔鬼就逃跑了
Here it says that if you resist the devil he'll flee from you
那从另外一个角度如果能够没有破口那岂不是更好
From another perspective, we don't even have a breach in the first place. It's even better.
所以我们每一个人我们应该努力的不去造成破口。
So every one of us need to prevent breaches from happening.
我们蒙主耶稣的拣选事实上撒旦是不能够对我们怎么样的。
Now that we are chosen by God,actually, Satan can do us no harm.
那为什么撒旦他还可以在我们当中工作
？But then, how is it that Satan still can work among us?
原因是我们给撒旦留了地步。
And it is because we're leaving a foothold for Satan to work.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节，生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
二十七节，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Verse 27. And do not give the devil a foothold.
这两个经节我们也可以把它颠倒过来看。
We can look at these two verses from the reverse order.
先看二十七节说不要给魔鬼留地步。
Verse 27 says, do not give the devil a foothold.
那什么叫做不要给魔鬼留地步？
What does that mean, don't give the devil a foothold?
那二十六节就是一个例子。
Verse 26 is an example.
生气不要犯罪，不要含怒到日落。
So when in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
当然这只是一个例子。
And of course, this is just an example.
生气会引致我们犯罪，生气会让我们给魔鬼留地步。
Anger will lead us to sin. Anger would give us, allow Satan a foothold.
所以基本上撒旦是不能够在我们当中来工作的。
So in general, Satan cannot come in and works among us.
如果我们尊重我们自己，我是神的儿女，我是基督徒。
If we honor our status as the children of God, the chosen ones of God.
我要照着努力的照着神的教训来过我的生活。
And we strive to obey and abide by God's commands in living a godly life.
这样撒旦他是不敢在我们当中来工作的。
So Satan would be afraid to work among us.
撒旦之所以能够工作，常常是我们留个地步给他。
And so why Satan is able to work among us is because we give the devil a foothold.
用一个简单的例子来帮助我们了解。
Let's use another example to understand this further.
在生活当中，我们有时候会发现有些地方啊，它很脏乱，它永远是那么脏乱。
Maybe in life we often see one area is always messy.
有些地方它就是总是那么的干净。
Some places are always neat and organized.
我们不晓得有没有去想过为什么这样子。
We might think, why is this the case?
那个总是那么脏乱的地方，那个地方常常就是它不尊重那个环境。
The places that are very messy is because those people that live there don't respect.
你到一个很脏乱的地方，你也很有可能手中有什么纸屑、垃圾，你就随手就丢了。
If you go to a place that is littered everywhere, it's very likely that if you have litter in your hands, you might throw it there as well.
你到一个很干净的地方。
But if you go to a place that is so clean.
如果你想要丢东西的时候，你会再收回来。
You'll be hesitant to dispose of any litter randomly.
这个撒旦就是这样子。
And this is like that with the devil.
当你有破口的时候，撒旦就知道说啊，你要我去你那里丢垃圾。
So when you have a breach, devil is thinking, you want me to come and litter at your place, right?
那如果我们都很尊重我们自己。
But if we respect ourselves and our status.
我是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我的言语行为是有神给我的一个教训跟规范。
Our words and deeds are bound by the confines of God.
撒旦他不敢在我们当中来工作。
Then the devil will not want to work here.
那我们自然的就能够是联络的合适。
And so then we can become a strong body.
所以联络的合适，联络的整齐，是我们常常提起在团体里头，我们常常提起的一句话。
And so this is something that we want to constantly remember, which is to build a stronger body.
那在灵恩会当中，我们也借这个机会，我们进一步的想一想，那如何能够联络的合适。
During this spiritual convocation, let's consider how we can build our church to be a stronger body.
相信我们仔细的去想，一定还有其他这个很好的感动跟启发。
I'm sure as you think more about this, you'll learn of even more things you can do.
联络的合适，我们才会有力量。
building better bonds will make us stronger. 啊，
有力量才能够成功，才能够荣耀神。
Only when we're stronger can we glorify God.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.